Our next guest is the Legalised Cannabis Victoria MP for Western Metropolitan Region in the Upper House of the Victorian Parliament, David Edishank. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, you just heard what Shane Patton said, Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. Would his stance dissuade you from smoking marijuana at this picnic this coming Saturday?
I think the Commissioner should perhaps consider allocating scarce police resources to actually fighting real crimes. Tom, I mean, seriously, if we're to see a rerun of last year's fiasco, I'm amazed that the Commissioner hasn't learnt something.
Well, what was the fiasco last year?
Oh, well, his last year's zero tolerance not only extended to arresting people who were consuming cannabis, I guess as he would like to see it, illicitly, but it also extended to them handcuffing and dragging away people who were trying to show the police prescriptions they had for medicinal cannabis.
But as Shane Patton says...
That's a little bit beyond zero tolerance.
Well, maybe, but as Shane Patton says, he enforces the law as it is, not how some people would like it to be. I mean, you're in the Upper House of the Victorian Parliament. You may have an opportunity to help change the law surrounding cannabis, because I know that's what you want to do, but right now the law is the law.
Yeah, the law is, and it's an interesting approach to policing that you're seeing here. I mean, last year there were 420 events across the country. I mean, literally dozens and dozens in the major capitals and in regional centres. And this was the only place in Australia where there were arrests of people for consumption. You know, this is just an antiquated law. And I think the recent survey from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, so this is a massive 25,000 survey, found that 80% of people no longer want cannabis consumption to be a criminal offence.
Yeah, but surely, I mean, if the police start saying, oh, well, we're not going to enforce this law and this law and this law, I mean, am I entitled to go and drive my car at 200 k's an hour on the freeway? Because I say, well, that's what I want to do. And, you know, I know the law says that I can't, but I'll do it anyway. And who are you, Mr. Copper, to tell me otherwise?
Well, I think if you're driving your car at 200 kilometres an hour, Tom, I'm not sure how good a driver you are, but I think it'd be a fair argument you pose a risk to others. A few people sitting around in a park having a smoke is not exactly, a sort of similar analogy, I'm afraid.
Maybe, maybe not. But, I mean, it is documented that marijuana use can exacerbate symptoms of schizophrenia, for example. And it has been suggested that the Bondi Junction stabber on the weekend was a schizophrenic. I mean, who knows?
Well, you're really pulling a big long bow there, Tom. I mean, I think if you go to a former Victorian of the Year, Patrick McGorry, Bridget was in a report that came out last year that found that there was no linkage between psychosis and consumption. And that was an international study that found that. You know, I mean, people love to just, you know, step back on stereotypes and stigmatisation. But the reality is that, you know, this is not an offence that is harming anyone. So to say, some people who might have schizophrenia might have consumed cannabis, and then you link that to the knife attack. I mean, I think that's extraordinary.
Well, it's not extraordinary. It's something that actually happened, and it has been speculated that a combination of both drugs and schizophrenia were involved. I'm telling you something that happened. I'm not speculating. I'm not making up a hypothesis. I'm simply saying that people smarter than me have said that might be the case. Anyway, will you go to the picnic in Flagstaff Gardens this coming Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. We're expecting a big crowd, and we're encouraging everyone to come along. You know, if we go back to sort of pre-Commissioner Patton days, this was an event that was celebrated every year for more than a decade. And prior to Commissioner Patton taking over, there would be literally a handful of police officers who would attend. They'd watch the proceedings. Everyone would have a jolly good time. There'd be a barbie. People would talk, enjoy each other's company and leave. All very peaceful. No arrests. No civil, you know, disruptions. And that's how it was policed everywhere across Australia. And then, of course, the last 2 years in Melbourne, we've seen rough handing. We've seen German shepherds on, you know, dog squad people taking out people. We've seen people handcuffed and dragged off. I mean, it's just totally disproportionate to the issues at hand, Tom.
All right, good luck. Thank you for your time. David Edishank there, legalised cannabis MP in the upper house of the Victorian Parliament.